It's Bruce back here again with head men's hockey coach Ben Barr, coming off a weekend sweep of your alma mater in which you saw some really good things, a couple of things that weren't so great.
Yeah, I thought for the most part the guys, you know, played really hard this weekend, and the second night it was good to see the response going, you know, tied after two periods and going. So I thought that was a really, you know, a good growing moment for our team. And obviously it's all a little bit overshadowed with Lyndon Breen getting injured there at the end of the game Friday after he had a hat trick, and we'll have to get through that, and we'll make sure take care of him first and foremost, and lift him up with the rest of the guys that are out there for the time being.
Well, as you said all season, this is the deepest team, so this is going to obviously challenge the depth. He's a leader on and off the ice. I know Lyndon because I had him in class, actually first class young man. But it seemed that the team responded. I mean, it seemed like they really dug in after that happened and put on a lot of pressure. That's got to say a lot about the culture.
Yeah, they care about each other, and that's the nicest part, and that's never been a question for us. It's just, you know, how far can we push this thing, and you know, how deep can we go with it as far as, you know, that little bit extra that we find collectively, not individually. And that's gonna, you know, now without one of our captains and a guy that's been one of the top players here for 5 years, that's gonna be tested. But I think, you know, that's sports, and that's life, unfortunately, and it stinks when those type of things happen to anybody, and especially when it's one of your captains and such a good person, like you said. Lyndon is everything Black Bear hockey is, but I know that, you know, the rest of the guys in that locker room are gonna, you know, make sure that, you know, they honor him by playing their butts off every night.
You without Brandon Holt for the weekend, and so you played some other defensemen, and that's good too. They got to play. You don't have many players that haven't seen some ice time this year, especially on defense. You're getting from that the line. You're getting from Lyndon's line some great work. But I'm looking at seeing Komarov and certainly. Charlie has just been playing like crazy. I'm really seeing an energy all the way up and down the lineup. You don't see the fourth line go out and sort of play for 30 seconds and head to the bench. Everybody wants to be in the game.
Yeah, those guys. We got. I think some D got some really good minutes. Obviously Holter is a big piece of what we do and logs a lot of minutes for us. So when he's not in there, you got to make that up. And I thought the guys that had a chance to do that did a good job with it. We need, you know, the Arnotts and Luke Antonacci and Lezakowski and Dalton and those guys. Like, those are that's the piece that we really need to elevate. And they're all capable of doing it, and they've shown the ability to do it over the years. It's not like they're freshmen or anything like that. The consistency with which they do it and taking another step. I thought it was a positive weekend for those guys. As a whole, and but we need to keep elevating that piece of it. And up front, the depth I think showed, like Komarov's line has been really steady for us, as a, if you want to call it a fourth line. They generated some, I think the second, third period on Saturday or on Sunday night there, they spent a good portion of it in the offensive zone, which is really positive stuff. Yeah. I thought the first period they struggled a little bit, but we just got to keep building, and that's you have your ups and downs with guys coming in and out. That's part of high level athletics, and injuries are part of it, and we'll have to deal with it and keep moving forward.
One of the things that I am you mentioned that Komarov line is that I noticed on Sunday, because I get to watch the whole game on Sunday. The minute they were getting ready for a face-off, the three of them got together and talked. And I see a lot of more communication that way. I see it on the bench between guys, and which is, I think, really important. The guys are talking to one another and feeling like they belong. So there really is no third or fourth line. They're just two more lines.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we're not a team. Like, you know, obviously, we've, you know, we had Linden's line has been the line scoring all of our goals the last, you know, or a lot of our goals the last 2-3 weekends. And, you know, Sky's line did that for the first few weeks. It was Rennie's line. And so it's, you know, getting contributions from everybody is what is going to make, you know, our team effective. And that doesn't always mean you're scoring. Those guys playing 11, 12 minutes a night, you know, playing, you know, off in the offensive zone, being effective, and they'll chip in too. They get plenty of chances, but that's you know, I think they know what they are, and they've really started to, whether it was, you know, Sully's been down there and then Pichette went in there. You know, Nick Niemo and Bodie Knobs really haven't had a chance to play yet, and those guys are fully capable of playing too. So you know, the communication piece of it is, I think that's with our whole team. Like, the teams that can do that and figure things out on their own, the cultures that can do that are usually the teams that have a lot of success. And as much as the coaches want to think, you know, that we're giving them, you know, we're giving them guidelines or whatever, but they're the ones that have to go out and do things and see things. And the teams that can do that on their own without having to, you know, be instructed to do everything. And that's, I think, a big part of our leadership with, you know, obviously with Linden and David Brazil and Harrison Scott and Freeler and Holter, those guys. So that's contagious down the line.
You got Stonehill coming in for afternoon games Saturday and Sunday. I like the fact that you went from afternoon Saturday, Sunday to afternoon Saturday to Sunday to keep your rotation and your training and all that together. They're an up-and-coming team, Stonehill. I mean, their whole athletic program across everything at Stonehill is moving uphill. What do they bring that you got to pay the most attention to, or is it just play it all?
I haven't, to be honest with you, I haven't watched a lot of them yet. I think it'll be very similar to what we just dealt with. You know, I think they have a lot of belief in their room. Like, they came off, they have a new coach, David Barrard, who's a good friend of mine, actually, that's a really good coach, and he's a really positive. He's the right guy for that place right now, because he's a good coach, but he's also very, like, you know, he's always very, very positive, and he's always got a growth mindset, and you can tell with how they play that, hey, like, you know, like, we had a tough year last year, whatever, which is expected, and now you can see there's some belief there, and it's very similar to the process that we went through the last 3 or 4 years, and I think they're gonna come with a lot of energy. They're gonna come up here, and it's a great opportunity for them to go and prove to everybody that you know, they can go on the road and win a game in a tough place to play, or two games. So I think it's gonna be very similar to last weekend. And you know, to a man, we can play you know, really detailed, hard nosed hockey. Usually things work out for us, and you know, it's when we have. We didn't have it last, though. We didn't have 3 or 4 guys that were unplayable, and that was a good sign. And that'll be the case again this week when we play Stonehill.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys back at home. I'm hoping that the injured players can get back as soon as they can, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Coach.
So for sure, next Tuesday.
Hopefully. Yeah.